Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Quay. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
95823.
And your first and last name?
Victoria Perryman.
Thank you, Ms. Perryman. Just give me one moment. And just verify your address on file for security purposes, please.
6806. Calvine Road.
Yes, ma'am. And it looks like you have the Thrive Formula and Serene Capsules, which are hemp oil products that improves your sleep and relieves stress. How can I assist you today?
A $99 withdrawal was made from my account today, this morning, something I did not authorize, and I need to know when it will be put back in my account.
You didn't purchase those trial bottles on April 21st for $4.97 and $5.97?
That's it. I did purchase those two bottles.
Okay. So when you purchase those, you pay shipping and handling up front. It's a 14-day trial. You receive a 30-day supply. If not canceled within the trial, you're billed full price for those items. So that's why you're seeing those charges.
Okay. Well, you can have them back. I don't want them. I've had one thing of the medicine. I do not want the $99.
Ma'am, your phone is going in and out. I cannot hear you.
None of that was indicated on the papers. I still have them, and not one thing said if not canceled in such and such amount of days, you will be charged the full price.
No, ma'am, that information isn't going to be on the packaging that you received. That's in terms and conditions. So you can't enter your credit card information when you place the order until you agree that you're 18 years or older and have fully read and understood those terms. And that's where that information is. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Well, I want to cancel it, and I want my money back.
Okay. What if we could offer you a 35% discount on future charges?
No, I don't want it. I cannot.
What about 50%?
Do you understand that I cannot afford $99? I was doing a lot spending the $10 I spent getting that. Only because all my family has been telling me about it and the hemp oil and the CBC. And I said, okay, for $4.95, I will try it. When I finally got it, I never tried it. And then when I did try it, the next day, I get this $99. I don't want it. I can't afford it. I don't want a 35, 50%, none of it.
That's why I was stating, if it's a cost issue, ma'am, we can offer a 75% discount on future charges for those items.
No, I don't want any charges.
Okay.
And future charges is not doing me any good right now. I can't pay my rent. I can't pay my bills with this $99 sticking out here. I need to have my money back.
I can't refund valid charges, ma'am, Ms. Perryman, but I can get your account canceled so that there's no future charges or future shipment.
No. That's not going to work. You let me talk to somebody who can get it.
Okay. We all follow the same protocol here, Ms. Perryman.
You don't have a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a supervisor. They're going to state the exact same thing.
Let me speak with the supervisor.
Okay. Just give me one moment.
I understand it's not your fault. I do. I understand it's not your fault. However, you need to understand that I am living on a fixed income, and $100 out of my account is not what I need in my life right about now.
So give me one moment while I get your account closed, and then I have to transfer your information over in order for you to speak to a supervisor. All right, so I do have a cancellation number that you can write down for your records, and then I'll get your call transferred over.
Hold on just a moment. Okay, what's the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. That's C as in Charlie, 177. C as in Charlie, B as in boy, E as in Edward, 4345. And that is the cancellation for both items. Did you need me to repeat it?
No, that's okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Your call is being transferred over now.